Ilusat hingamispäeva. Let's pray first.
Palvetame enne.
Dear God, we thank you very much because we are here to glorify your name.
Ja isa, täname sind, et saame olla siin, et sinu nime austada.
Let us receive your messages and send the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts.
Aita meil vastu võtta sinu sõnum ja saada püha vaim meie südametesse.
In Jesus Christ, amen.
Jeesus nimel, amen.
The Bible passages we will find it today in Exodus.
Tänased piibli tekstid on siis teise Mooses raamatust.
Chapter 3, verse number 1.
Kolmandast peatükist.
It's chapter 3, verse 5.
Ja viiendast salmist.
Then he says, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
Siis ta ütles, ära tule siia, võta jalatsid jalast, sest paik, kus sa seisad, on püha maa.
Moreover, he say, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
Ja ta jätkas, mina olen sinu vanemate jumal, Abrahami jumal, Isaki jumal ja Jaakobi jumal. Aga Mooses kattis oma näo, sest ta kartis jumalel otsa vaadata.
I think we know how the Bible refer about Moses. He was one of the greatest patriarchs of the Old Testament. And Moses was a big instrument in God's hands. He did things, miracles, God performed miracles through Moses.
Ma arvan, et me teame, kes Mooses on. Tema oli üks Vana Testamendi vägevamatest patriarchidest ja Jumal tegi tema läbi palju imest.
But who really was Moses?
Aga kes ta tõelsti oli?
Moses, in the history that Moses grew up knowing that he was born to be the liberator of Israel.
Mooses kasvas üles teadmisega, et temas saab Iisraeli vabastaja.
I think that knowing that you're being born to do something great, sometimes turn your mind in be too proud of that.
Ma mõtlen, et teine kord, kui me teame, et meil on mingisugune eesmärk või otstarve, siis me võime sellest muutuda uhkeks.
And as every human being, Moses got proud that he was born to be the liberator of Israel.
Ja nii nagu igal inimesel, Mooseses oli selline uhkus. Ta mõtles, et temast saab Iisraeli vabastaja.
So he stopped putting his faith in God and start thinking only about himself, like I can do it.
Ta ei pannud enam oma usku Jumalale, vaid ta hakkas mõtlema ise endale, et mina suudan seda teha.
So one day that Moses is walking, he sees an Egyptian hidden in Hebrew, and he got so mad and he killed the Egyptian.
Ühel päeval, kui Mooses seal ringi kõnnib, siis ta näeb, kuidas üks egiptlane peksab Hebra meest ja ta saab nii vihaseks, et ta tapab selle egiptlase.
And not only he killed the Egyptian, but he hide the body.
Ta mitte ainult ei tapa seda, vaid ta ka peidab selle surnukeha.
So now who is Moses? Now Moses become a murderer.
Nüüd kes on Mooses? Moosesest on saanud mõrvar.
This person that was born to be the liberator of Israel, the person that God chooses to perform miracles through him, now is just a murderer.
Nüüd see inimene, kes oli sündinud selleks, et Iisrael vabastada, kelle Jumal oli välja valinud, nüüd ta on lihtsalt mõrtsukas.
And Moses thinks that hiding the body, he will hide his sin.
Ja Mooses mõtleb, et selle surnukeha peitmisega ta on oma patu ära peitnud.
And we used to think that as well. We always think that if nobody knows, then our sins are okay.
Ja meie ka mõtleme nii, et kui keegi teada ei saa, siis on meie pattudel ei ole probleemi.
So, now that he has hide the body and he has become a murderer, he still walks in Egypt like nothing has happened.
Nüüd, kui ta on selle surnukeha ära peitnud, kõnib ikka Egiptuses ringi nii, nagu poleks midagi juhtunud.
But people saw him because no sins is hided in between earth and sky.
Aga inimesed nägid seda, sest ükski patt ei jää varjatuks.
So he sees two Hebrews fighting and he just goes to mediate like, why are you fighting? And one of them answer, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian?
Ja siis ta näeb kahte Hebra meest kaklemas ja ta läheb vahele. Miks te nüüd kaklete ja siis üks nendest ütleb, et mis sa siis teed, kas sa tapad mind nagu sa tapid selle Egiptuse.
So now Moses have to escape from Egypt.
Ja nüüd Moses peab Egiptusest põgenema.
So now Moses is not only a murderer, a liar, but he's also a fugitive.
Nüüd ei ole Moses ainult mõrvar, valetaja, vaid ka põgenik.
And he spends 40 years in the desert. I would like to think that he was learning about his mistakes.
Ja nüüd ta on veedab 40 aastat kõrbes ja ma arvan, et ta õppis oma vigadest.
So when these 40 years has passed and God goes to Moses and like I can imagine like God is so happy to go to Moses and talk to him and say like, okay, Moses, now you're ready to freedom my people.
Ja kui nüüd 40 aastat täis saab, siis Jumal tuleb Moosese juurde tema kõnetama ja ma kütlen ette, et Jumal oli väga rõõmus, et ta sai minna Moosese juurde ja öelda talle, et nüüd sa oled valmis oma ülesannet täitma.
And he says to Moses, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
Ja ta ütles, et mina olen sinu vanemate Jumal, Abrahami Jumal, Isaki Jumal ja Jaakobi Jumal.
And Moses, the only thing that Moses can do is hint his face because he's afraid of God.
Ainuke asi, mida Mooses teha suutis, oli katta oma nägu, sest ta kartis Jumalat.
And how many times have we been afraid of God?
Kui palju kordi oleme meie Jumalat kartnud?
In our Christian life, we cannot be afraid of not the our father.
Oma kristlikus elus me ei tohiks karta oma isa.
And when God goes to Moses, then the first thing that we can think about is that if God goes to us and asks to do something, the first thing we should do is let here I am. Use me.
Ja kui mõtleme, et kui Jumal tuleks meie juurde ja paluks meil midagi teha, siis esimene asi, mida meie võiks teha, on öelda Jumalale vastu, et jah, ma olen siin, kasuta mind.
But what Moses have to God is only excuses.
Aga Moosesel Jumalale ainult ettekäänded.
So we can read in chapter 11.
Verse 11.
Yeah. Verse 11. Moses says to God,
me võime lugeda 11. salmist.
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Mooses ütles Jumalale, kes olen mina, et võiksin minna Vaaro juurde ja viia Iisraeli lapsed Egiptusest välja?
God is saying, Moses, I will use you, I will perform miracles through you, I will go to you, I will talk through your mouth, and you will freedom my people.
Jumal ütleb Moosesele, et ma kasutan sind. Ma teen sinu läbi imesid, ma kõnelen sinu suu kaudu.
And Moses only answer, but God, who I am?
Aga Mooses vastab ainult, kes olen mina?
Who am I that you're gonna send me to do all these things? I'm not perfect. I'm not a strong person. I'm not a good person.
Kes olen mina, et võiksin kõiki need asju teha, et ma ei ole tugev, ma ei ole täiuslik.
And in our lives we always think that about ourselves, like we are not good enough to talk about God with other people.
Ja meie elus me mõtleme samuti, et me ei ole piisavalt head selleks, et rääkida teistele Jumalast.
But one thing that we should always think is that when God sent us to do something, he's not sending us because he trusts in us, but because he knows that he is with us.
Aga üks asi, mida me peame silmas pidama, on see, et kui Jumal annab meile mingisuguse ülesande, siis mitte sellepärast, et Jumal oleks suur usk meisse, vaid sellepärast, et Jumal on koos meiega.
And when God is with us, there is nothing that we cannot do.
Ja kui Jumal on koos meiega, siis pole midagi, mis oleks võimatu.
So first excuse that Moses give to God not to do what he is telling him to do is, who am I?
Nii et esimene ettekääne, mis Moosesel oli, mitte teha, mida Jumal tal palus teha, on see, et kes mina olen.
And God answers, so he say, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
Aga tema kostis, mina olen sinuga, ja see olgu sulle tähiseks, et mina sind olen läkitanud. Kui sa rahva Egiptusest oled välja viinud, siis te teenite Jumalat sellel mäel.
God is a faithful God. He's a God of promises. He's telling Moses, I will be with you. You are not alone.
Jumal on ustav Jumal. Ta ütleb Moosesele, et mina täidan oma tõotusi, et sa ei ole üksinda.
And this should be enough for Moses to say, okay, God, I will go.
Ja see peaks Moosesele olema piisav, ütlemaks, okay, Jumal, ma siis lähen.
But no, he think about it and then he say, okay, the first excuse didn't work, so now I have another one.
Ja siis Mooses mõtleb, et esimene vabandus ei mõjunud, et mul on veel üks vabandus.
In verse 13 we can read, Moses says to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What should I say to them?
13. salmis on, Mooses ütles Jumalale, vaata, kui ma lähen Iisraeli laste juurde ja ütlen neile, Teie vanemate Jumal on mind läkitinud teie juurde, aga nemad küsivad minult, mis ta nimi on, mis ma siis pean neile vastama?
And this is pretty dangerous because now he's not only saying who am I, but he's saying who are you.
Ja see on päris ohtlik sellepärast, et nüüd ta ütle jäänud seda, et kes olen mina, vaid ta ütleb, et kes sina oled.
He's asking God, who are you? Like, he doesn't know... I don't know your power. I don't know that you are a faithful God. I don't know that you are here for us.
Ta küsib Jumala käest nagu, et ma ei tea, kes sina oled, et mis on sinu vägi, kas sa oled ustav.
And when we come to the church every morning, every Saturday, but we don't know the God that we are praying, but we don't know our God. It is pretty sad.
Kui me tuleme igal laupäeva hommikul kirikusse, aga me ei tunne Jumalat, kes ta tegelikult on, siis on see päris nukkar.
When we don't build a relationship with God, a friendship with God, but we are just in here because we are used to being here.
Kui me ei arenda oma suhet, oma sõprust Jumalaga, ja oleme siin ainult sellepärast, et me oleme harjunud siin käima.
Yes, indeed, we do not know God.
Siis me ei tunne Jumalat.
And if we do not God, then we cannot talk about God with others.
Ja kui me Jumalat ei tunne, siis me tõesti ei saa teistele Jumalast rääkida.
We should always pray for God, for have a personal experience with God.
Me peaksime alati palvetama sellepärast, et meil oleks isiklik suhe Jumalaga.
Because through all these experiences that we can have in our lives, then we can build a relationship with him and we can talk about him with others.
Kõigi nende kogemuste läbi, mis meil elus on, me võime teda tundma õppida ja rääkida ka teistele temast.
And not only talking, but knowing what we are talking about.
Ja mitte ainult rääkida, vaid tõeliselt teada, millest me räägime.
So the first excuse that Moses gave to God, who am I?
Esimene vabandus oli siis, kes mina olen.
for you to send me to do these things.
Et sa saadad mind nendele asjadele.
The second excuse that he pops to his mind is who are you?
Ja teine vabandus on, mis talle pähe torkab, on see, kes sina oled.
And perhaps Moses has a little bit of reason in saying this excuse because he's like, I haven't seen your miracles. You say that I'm going to liberate Israel, but nobody has liberated me.
Ja võibolla tal on ka natuke õigus, et sa ütled, et ma peaksin Iisraeli vabastama, aga Nobody has liberated me. Aga mina ise ei ole vaba.
So this is the important thing about having a relationship with God, building a strong relationship with God.
See on üks oluline asi Jumalaga tugeva suhte arendamisel.
Because when we have those questions about God show me who you are, then he can answer to us.
Sest kui meil on küsimus Jumal, kes sa oled, siis tema saab meile vastata.
God is a straight God. He's a, whatever you ask to him, you will have your answer.
Jumal on otsekohane, et kui sa küsid midagi, siis sa saad vastuse.
If you believe what you are asking for.
Kui sa usud sellesse, mida sa küsid.
So, in chapter 4, verse 1.
Neljandas peatükis esimeses salmis.
After God has answered to Moses who he is.
Peale seda, kui Jumal on Moosesele vastanud, kes ta on.
So Moses have a third excuse for him not to go.
Moosesel on kolmas vabandus, miks mitte minna.
And he says, then Moses answer and say, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.
Mooses vastas ning ütles, aga kui nemad mind ei usu ja mu sõna ei kuula, vaid ütlevad, Issand ei ole ennast sulle ilmutanud.
So now the third excuse is, what if they don't believe me?
Nii et kolmas vabandus on see, et mis siis, kui nemad ei usu mind.
And this is a pretty normal fear that we as a Christian has.
See on täiesti tavaline hirm, mis meil kui kristlastel on.
Because if we want to talk to someone about Jesus, the first thing that pop in our minds is like, why if they don't believe us?
Sest kui me tahame kellegil Jeesusest rääkida, siis esimene asi, mis meil pähe torkab, on see, et aga äkki nad ei usu.
Or just, why should I talk to him about God if he's alcoholic?
Või miks ma peaks talle rääkima Jumalast, kui ta on alkoholik?
Why should I talk to him if he believes in the Virgin Maria?
Või miks ma peaks talle rääkima, kui ta usub ainult Neitsi Maariat?
Why should I talk to him or why should I talk to that person if that person seems to be so mean?
Või miks ma peaks temale rääkima, kui see inimene paistab olevat nii halb inimene?
But what we should think about is that when we feel in our hearts the desire to talk about God with someone in a specific, we just should go and do it.
Aga kui me tunneme oma südames, et me peame kellegile rääkima Jumalast, siis me peaksime lihtsalt seda tegema.
I remember that the night before I baptized for the first time in Colombia.
Ma mäletan seda esimest ööd, kus ma esimest korda olin Kolumbias ristitud.
I grew up in the church. I don't know if I have told you that, but I grew up in the church.
Ma kasvasin üles kirikus.
And we were four very good friends. We the people in the church used to call us the superpower girls.
Meil oli neli sõpra, me koguduses kutsuti meid supervõimete tüdrukuteks.
And they have to see that's like one corner each because we were terrible.
Sest meid tuli panna ruumi nelja nurka, sest me koos olime kohutavad.
So I remember that the night before I baptized, I didn't even know the next day I was going to baptize.
Ma mäletan seda ööst enne ristimist. Ma ei teanud, et järgmine päev on ristimine.
I remember the pastor was talking about the how God can touch our hearts.
Pastor rääkis sellest, kuidas Jumal võib inimese südant puudutada.
And how we can feel the Holy Spirit working in our hearts.
Ja kuidas võime tunda püha vaimu töötamas oma südames.
And he was saying like, When we close our hearts to that feeling,
ta ütles, et kui me sulgeme oma südame sellele tundele,
and when we are rejecting the Holy Spirit,
kui me lükkame püha vaimu tagasi,
is the worst thing that we can do.
Siis on see kõige hullem asi, mida me võime teha.
And that one day God will stop calling us.
Ja ühel päeval Jumal enam ei kutsu meid.
And we will not have the protection of God anymore.
Ja meil ei ole enam Jumala kaitset oma elus.
And I remember that my heart was pumping so fast, like I was so scared.
Ma mäletan, kuidas mu süda peksis nii kiiresti ja ma olin nii hirmul.
And I was sure that is the Holy Spirit calling me.
Ja ma olin kindel, et see oli püha vaim, kes mind kutsus.
So this fear, the first thing that makes you do is want to go away of the church.
Esimene hirm, esimene mõte oli minna kogudusest eemale.
And I start putting excuses to myself. I say, I cannot baptize yet because I'm not ready.
Ja ma hakkasin panema vabandusi, mõtlesin, et ma ei või saada ristitud, sest ma pole veel valmis.
And I was 16 years old, I remember, and I say, I cannot baptize yet because you know, I like to move my heads.
Ma mõtlesin, et ma olen 16 aastane ja ma ei saa olla veel ristitud, sest et mulle meeldib tantsida.
And the sermon was over and I went out.
Kui jutus sai läbi, ma läksin välja.
And one of my friends just come to me and like out of nothing she says, Karen, you're not baptized, yeah?
Ja siis tuli üks sõber minu juurde ja nagu täiesti lambist ütles, et Karen, sa ei ole veel ristitud, ega ju.
And I was thinking, who told her that?
Ja ma mõtlesin, et kes talle seda ütles.
And why is she talking about that exactly now?
Ja miks ta sellest praegu mulle räägib?
So I say no.
Mõtlesin ei.
And she just raised the hand and say, Pastor, Karen wants to talk to you.
Ja siis ta tõstis käe ja ütles, et Pastor, Karen tahab sinuga rääkida.
And I got so mad. I was like, no, I don't want to talk to him.
Ja ma olin nii pahane, mõtlesin, et ei, ma ei taha temaga rääkida.
And I wanted to go away. I want to run like, oh no, I don't have time right now.
Ma tahtsin minema joosta, sest et nagu mul ei oleks aega.
But he came to me and said like, I feel that you want to talk to me.
Pastor tuli minu juurde ja ütles, et mul on tunne, et sa tahad minuga rääkida.
And then he said, who are you scared of?
Ja ta küsis, et keda sa kardad?
Why are you scared?
Miks sa oled hirmunud?
You have grown in the church, you know God, you know it's your time.
Sa oled koguduses üles kasvanud, sa tead Jumalat, sa tead, et sinu aeg on käes.
So I went home and I wanted to invent more excuses not to baptize.
Ma läksin koju ja püüdsin leiutada veel rohkem vabandusi, et mitte saada ristitud.
And I remember I kneel and I say, Lord, you know I'm not ready.
Ja ma mäletan, et ma põlvitasin, ütlesid, et Jumal, sa tead, et ma ei ole valmis.
But in this matter, you know, you also know that I will never be ready.
Aga sa tead, et ma ei saa kunagi valmis.
So I will do it because I feel this call in my heart.
Siis ma teen seda, sest ma tunnen seda kutset oma südames.
And next day I went to the church and I talked to the pastor and I say I would baptize today as well.
Ja järgmine päev ma läksin kirikusse, läksin pastoriga öelda, et ma tahan ka täna saada ristitud.
And well, my point is that why my friend exactly went to me and said those things to me?
Ja minu mõte on see, et miks see sõber tuli minu juurde ja ütles neid asju mulle?
She knows that I was in the church and I was member of the church on my own way.
Ta teadis, et ma olen oma moodi koguduse liige olnud.
But she decided that she wants to do what Jesus was telling her to do.
Aga ta otsustas teha seda, mida Jeesus talle sel hetkel ütles.
And Jesus uses her to bring me.
Jeesus kasutas teda minu koguduse toomiseks.
So when Moses says to God, what if they don't believe me?
Kui Mooses ütleb, et mis siis, kui nemad mind ei usu?
I always think about her.
Siis ma mõtlen alati tema peale.
That she didn't think about excuses, but she says, I will do it.
See sõber ei mõelnud vabanduste peale, vaid ta mõtles, et ma teen seda.
And Jesus answer to Moses. And he says in verse 2, what is that in your hand?
Siis salmis 2 on vastus, issand küsis, mis see on, mis su käes on?
Moses answered, a rod.
Ja vastas kepp.
And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent and Moses fled from it.
Tema ütles, viska see maha. Ta viskas selle maha ja see muutus maoks. Ja Mooses põgenes selle eest.
Then the Lord says to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail.
Ja isen ütles Moosesele, siruta oma käsi ja haara temal sabast.
And he reached out of his hand and caught it and it became a rod in his hand.
Ja ta sirutas oma käe ja võttis temast kinni ja see muutus ta pihus käpiks.
When God sends us to do something, we can be sure that he has provided for us.
Kui Jeesus, kui Jumal saadab meid midagi tegema, siis me võime olla kindlad, et tema varustab meid ka vahenditega.
We can be sure that he is not sending us alone. He is not saying, Moses, you go in front of Pharaoh and you will free my people alone. He is saying, I will go with you.
Ta ei saada meid üksi. Ta ei öelnud Moosesele, et sina mine vaaru ette ja vabasta minu rahvas üksinda. Ei, mina lähen koos sinuga.
He is saying, I will talk through you.
Ta ütleb, et ma räägin sinu kaudu.
He is saying, you will not do anything yourself. I will do it.
Ta ütleb, et talle, et sa ei tea midagi enda jõust, mina teen seda.
And there is Moses. He still doesn't believe that God has the power to do that through him.
Ja siis on Mooses, kes endiselt ei usu, et Jumal on vägi seda kõike tema kaudu teha.
So he thinks and thinks and thinks and find another excuse not to go.
Ja siis ta mõtleb ja leiab veel ühe vabanduse, miks mitte minna.
So in verse 10, Moses says, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue.
10. Salmis Mooses ütleb, oh issand, mina ei ole sõnakas mees ja varasemast ajast, ega ka mitte sellest peale, kui sa oma sulasega oled rääkinud, sest mul on raskevõitu suu ja raskevõitu keel.
And this is very good because God gives him a straight answer.
Ja see on väga hea, sest Jumal annab talle otse vastuse.
So the Lord says to him.
Isan ütles temale.
Who made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seen or the blind? Have not I the Lord?
Kes on teinud inimesele suu? Või kes teeb keeletu kurdi nägija või pimeda? Kas mitte mina issand?
And I don't know about you, but I love when God refers to him as the Lord.
Ma ei tea, kuidas teiega on, aga mulle meeldib, kui Jumal pöördub tema poole kui isand.
Because it shows like power. It's just like, I am the Lord.
See näitab väge. Mina olen isand.
For me it's like, oh yeah, he's my father.
Minu jaoks on see, jah, ta on minu isa.
And when he refers at himself as the Lord, we can think that what if we were the son of the president or the daughter of the president of United States?
Ja kui mõtleme, et ta viitab endale kui isandale, kui näiteks mina oleksin Ameerika Ühendriikide presidendi poeg või tütar.
How will you feel about that? Like how, knowing that your father has such a power?
Kuidas sa ennast tunneksid, kui sa teaksid, et sinu isal on selline võim?
Now imagine that you are the son of the or the daughter of the Lord of the universe.
Ja nüüd mõtle, et sa oled universumi valitseja poeg või tütar.
The one that controls everything.
See, kes kontrollib kõike.
And you're gonna give him the excuse that you are not a good speech person.
Ja siis sa tood vabanduse, et sa ei ole väga hea kõnemees.
Didn't he create you?
Kas tema ei loonud sind?
So he creates you, but he cannot use you.
Nii et ta lõi sind, aga ta ei saa sind kasutada.
So he did your mouth and you cannot use your mouth to preach about him.
Nii et ta lõi sinu suu, aga ei saa sinu suud kasutada kõnelemiseks.
So in this mother God is saying, I create you. I know who you are. I know you're not eloquent person, but I can make you the best one.
Nii et sel viisil Jumal ütleb, et mina tean, mina lõin sind. Ma tean, et see ei ole sõna osa, aga mina võin teha sind parimaks.
And Moses, as Moses is, he can just say, God, you know I'm not eloquent. You know my tongue is slow and I cannot talk to other people.
Ja Mooses suudab ainult öelda, et sa tead, et mul on raskevõitu suu ja raskevõitu keel.
And knowing already that God has said to him, I will repair whatever is wrong about you.
Ja teades, et Jumal on juba kõik talle öelnud, mis oli vaja öelda.
He says the excuse number 5, which is the one that it was in his heart.
Mis ütleb, võimaks selle asja välja, selle viienda asja, mis tegelikult oli tema südamel.
So in verse 13 he say, oh my Lord, please send by hand of whomever else you might send.
Aga ta ütles, oh issand, läkita, keda läkitad, ainult mitte mind.
So what is Moses saying in there?
Nii et mida Mooses siin ütleb?
He's just saying, I don't want to go. Send someone else.
Ma ei taha minna, saada keegi teine.
Which was the first excuse that was in his heart.
See oli tegelikult see asi, mis oli tema südames.
He was just finding another excuses, but the real one is that he didn't want to go.
Teised olid ainult vabandused ja see oli see tegelikult, mille pärast ei tahtnud minna.
And it is the same in our lives.
Ja see on samamoodi meie eludes.
We try to find excuses and find excuses.
Me püüame leida vabandusi ja vabandusi.
But the truth is that in this matter we just don't want to go.
Aga tõsi on see, et tegelikult me lihtsalt ei taha minna.
We don't want to be obedient.
Me ei taha olla sõnakuulelikud.
We don't want to work for Jesus.
Me ei taha Jeesuse jaoks töötada.
We want to be what we could say normal, relaxed person.
Me tahame olla tavalised, rahulikud inimesed.
But that's not what God wants from us.
Aga see pole see, mida Jumal meie jaoks ootab.
He wants us to work for him.
Ta tahab, et me töötaksime tema jaoks.
Not because he needs us, because he doesn't need us.
Mitte sellepärast, et tema vajab meid. Ta ei vaja meid.
Because he wants us to be part of his glory. Of this big plan that he has.
Ta tahab, et meie oleksime osaks tema aust sellest suurest plaanist, mis tal on.
You can be sure that God have millions of angels that can do what he is asking us to do.
Võime olla kindlad, et tal on miljonid ingleid, kes võiksid teha seda, mida tema palub, et ta teeb.
And they will be happy to do it.
Ja nad oleksid rõõmuga valmis tegema.
They will be happy to preach about the Lord of God. They will be happy to talk about the Jesus love with others.
Nad oleksid rõõmuga valmis rääkima Jumala armastusest, Jeesuse tööst.
But he wants us to do that.
Aga ta tahab, et meie teeksime seda.
So if we think about that, what is our excuse? What is building our hearts?
Nii et kui me mõtleme, mis on meie vabandus, mis on meie südames?
In my life right now, before I came back to the church, I have a big excuse.
Minu elus, enne kui ma tulin kogudusse tagasi, oli suur vabandus.
And it was in my heart, it was in my mind as well.
See oli minu südames, minu meeles.
Like I cannot baptize because my husband is not a Seventh Adventist, so how would I do?
Et ma ei saa tulla ristimisele, sest mu abikaasa ei ole seitsmenda päeva Adventist.
So now he took him away from me and he's asking me, now what?
Nüüd ta võttis tema minult ära ja küsib minu võelt, aga nüüd?
What is your excuse now, Karen?
Mis on praegu sinu vabandus?
And I could just not answer anymore. I say, here I am.
Mul ei olnud midagi enam vastata. Ma ütlesin, et ma olen siin.
Use me as you want.
Kasuta mind nagu sa tahad.
Always saying, send me wherever you want if you are with me. But if you're not gonna be with me, then leave me in here.
Alati öeldes, et saada mind kuhu sa tahad, kui sa oled minuga. Aga kui sa ei tule minuga, siis jäta mind siia, kus ma olen.
Giving excuses to God is not the way that he wants us to build our characters.
Jumal ei taha, et me ehitaksime iseloomu, andes talle oma vabandusi.
Praying every day for God to show us what he wants us to do.
Palvetame iga päev, et Jumal näitaks meile, mida ta tahab, et meie teeksime.
That's the way we can do it.
See on see, kuidas me saame seda teha.
Ourselves, we ourselves cannot do anything if we do not have the direction of God.
Me ise ei saa teha midagi, kui meil pole Jumala juhiseid.
But we can do great things if we follow his instructions.
Aga me võime teha suuri asju, kui me jälgime tema juhendeid.
So let's pray that the next time that God called us to do something, we don't invent any excuses, but we can say, here I am, send me.
Palvetame, et järgmine kord, kui Jumal palub meil midagi teha, siis me ei leiutaks ühtegi vabandust, vaid ütleksime, et siin ma olen, saada mind.
May God bless all of us.
Jumal õnnistagu meid kõiki.